Turn, if you will, tonight in your Bibles to Galatians 2:20. I told you this morning I was going to talk about Paul's philosophy of life. And this is my wife's favorite verse of Scripture. And we used to have it on our refrigerator. And I don't know what happened to that and the move and all of that, but it's one of her favorite verses. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that we can come and just sing praises to you. And Lord, I thank you for the beautiful song, "Jesus Paid It All. And all to him I owe." Heavenly Father, tonight as we look at this passage of Scripture, I just pray that you'll touch our hearts with it. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Our lives are kind of like small boats on the ocean of life, drifting, and we pass people by, and we continue on our way, and we meet people every single day, wherever we go, and we're the kind of the captain of our ship of life and the masters of our life. And the most important element is the personal responsibility that we have is our personal faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And the faith that's in our hearts tonight chart our course. What we do with our lives is in our heart. And we chart our course, and it determines our destiny. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh where? In his heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I wanted to talk tonight about Paul's philosophy of life. You see, Paul's philosophy of life is a life-changing philosophy. It's a life-changing philosophy. He says, look at these words, "The life I live." The life I live. Now, 1952, I was born. I've lived for 62 years. I will die. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And I will die. Now we have that in common, don't we? You were born on a certain date. You live, and you also will die. And then one other thing that we have in common. Now, what's that? After we live and born and die, what do we have? We will stand before God. Amen. I couldn't help but think, right before we sing the Scripture, every knee shall bow. We will stand before God, won't we? We have that in common. You're going to stand before God. And between birth and death, each of us must write our life, and we can say with Paul, "The life I live," until God calls us to an end. Until that day is appointed that we die, we're on a journey. We're moving through life, and we'll end at the throne of God. Every knee shall bow. And Paul says, my philosophy of life is a life-changing experience. The life I live. Life is an individual venture. The life, he says, I live. You live your life. You will stand before God. And oh, the possibilities in life. You see, every one of us, such a great possibility I love to look at young people, and when Caleb was standing here, and Nathan, I was thinking, I wonder what God will do in their life. Caleb's our new college and career teacher. Man, what an opportunity. I don't know much about Nathan. I enjoy you coming and playing your guitar, brother. But I thought, what's God going to do in their life? What are the possibilities, endless possibilities for all people who give their life to Jesus Christ? Right here in this room could be another D.L. Moody. You never know. Start a Bible college or institution. Could be another Billy Graham right here tonight. We don't know. One of those young men or one of the young men that are in here could be another Lottie Moon here tonight. A young lady surrenders her life to missions and God sends her overseas. And we don't know what the possibilities are, but we know there's a possibility in life for good. And there's also a possibility for bad. There's those that give their life to Jesus Christ and live for Christ, like Paul says, the life I live for Christ. It's a life-changing experience. He started out on a bad start, but God came into his life and changed his life, made something wonderful out of it. And oh, aren't we glad that Paul lived for Christ? Aren't we glad that he gave his life to Jesus Christ and the things of Christ and let Christ live through him? But who knows? There also may be a Judas here. We think of Judas, and you know, we still see kids named Paul. I've never heard of too many Judases. Wonder why you don't name your children or child Judas. Kind of got a bad ring to it, doesn't it? But we never know who might be a Judas. You see, the path that a person or the philosophy of a person's life or what he has in his heart, what he's determined in his heart, will make a big difference in the way he lives his life. The difference between a Christian and the Communist Party is a difference in belief, isn't it? It's a difference in belief. Christianity wants to spread the good news of gospel. It wants to spread the love of God. It wants to spread God's gospel to the whole world. Communism wants to stifle it out. Wants to run a life. We can follow after. There might be one of the bloodiest people of all times. His philosophy of life was Adolf Hitler. He thought about national socialism. He wanted to have a superhuman race and kill everybody that didn't fit into that category. He had a deep-seated belief that weak people were the scourge of the world. So why not get rid of them? Paul was God's instrument to bring peace to the world, to bring the letters that we have tonight. What I'm reading tonight, one man stands out and one man doesn't stand out. You know, someone said, it takes no brains to be an atheist. Any stupid person can deny the existence of God. But it takes someone with faith and courage to realize there is a God and he's a controlling of the universe and we're just his children. And he's leading and guiding our lives. And Paul says, the life I live. Folks, that is his philosophy. The life he lived, he would live for what? Christ. He made not only a life for Christ. He made a commitment to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He entrusted his very being to Jesus Christ. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Now, this means he was ready to live or he was ready to die for Christ. He said in one passage of Scripture, he said, I'm caught between a two, to live for Christ or to die, which is gain. You see, his life was hid in Christ. He had lined up with Christ for all eternity, given himself to Jesus Christ. He looked to Calvary by faith, and he says, I will serve Christ. He saw what the world offered, and he saw what Christ offered, and he says, give me Christ. Give me Christ any old day. Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. I remember when that song came out, I would sing it and I would think, have I really decided to commit my life to Jesus? You see, a lot of people sing these songs, don't they? I have decided to follow Jesus. And we're sitting there saying, I'm going to do things my way. You see? If we've decided to follow Jesus, then wherever he leads, we must go. I surrender all, except I'm going to keep my pocketbook. You see? No, when we surrender all, we give everything to Jesus Christ. And Paul says, you know, for me to live is to give everything about me to Christ. You see, that's what it is to be a Christian. That's the philosophy that Paul had, and that ought to be our philosophy as Christians tonight. When we surrender our lives to Christ, we give it all to him. I am not myself anymore. I don't belong to myself. I am crucified with Christ. Everything about our life should be Christ. And then he says there's a cleansing of life by Jesus Christ. Why did he make such a commitment to follow Jesus Christ? If you look at his life and you study the books that he wrote and the life that he lived, he believed a life given to Christ was a forgiven life. You see, he knew that he had forgiveness in Christ Jesus. He knew that all that he had done in the past was nothing compared to Jesus Christ. And he knew that he hadn't done anything to deserve it. And he says, it's by grace that I'm saved through faith. When Ephesians were written, he says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not something that I did or I can do. It's Christ who lives in me. I don't deserve anything. Man, I look at my life and I think, God, you're such a great God. Man, I don't deserve anything that God has given me. Man, I've got such a wonderful family. I don't deserve that. I've got such a wonderful wife. I don't deserve that. I've got such wonderful kids. I don't deserve that. And they're blessing me with a lot of grandkids. I don't deserve that. Man, but it's by grace alone. Everything that you have tonight, you didn't deserve it, but God has given it to you. And Paul realized that. I don't deserve my life. Man, he deserved to die and go to a place called hell, but God says, no, I love you too much. If you'll just give your life to me, man, what a gift from God. Eternal life. One day, I'm not going to have to worry about being sick anymore. I'm not going to have to worry about paying taxes anymore. Man, I've got a mansion. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy the work because I enjoy it down here. Amen. I don't preach because I get money for it. I preach because Christ said preach. And I love it here. I love to preach the word. I love to visit people. I love to share the testimonies with people. I love to hear, you know, their sorrows and their hurts and know that God, he's working. If they'll just look, God is working in their life to bring glory to himself through their life. Paul was a powerful Christian, and he came through life knowing that God loved him personally. And I know one thing, God loves me personally. Man, I tell you, he loved me so much that one day he gave himself for me, and he died on the cross that I could have life. If I had been the only person here lost, he would have sent his son to die for me. And not only me, but he loves you the same way. He cleansed our life by his own precious blood. And Paul says, the life I live is a commitment to Jesus Christ. The life I live is a cleansing by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's only by grace. And then the life I live is a compassion because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He spoke of dying with Christ. The life I live, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ. He's living in me. And the life I live, I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved him by faith. He lived by faith. And when you look at his life, he lived for others. Paul lived for others. Do you live for others? As Christians, we should, shouldn't we? We should just put ourselves on the back burner and say, you know, I want others to come first. That's what he did. Oh, he could have had a whole lot in life if he just wanted to. But no, he chose to live for others. He wrote the books for others. You know, he told about offerings that were taken, not for himself, but by others. I only know one place he asked for anything. When he asked Timothy, he said, send a word to me in my coat. Everything else was for others, for others. He lived for others. And I believe if we've got that philosophy in life, others first, me last. What's wrong with that? That's not what the society teaches today, is it? No, our society says you live for yourself. You take up for yourself. Nobody else is going to take up for you. Well, I got news for you. Christ did. He lived for you. He died for you. He took up for you. And now we're to live for others. Love others. That was Paul's philosophy. I've made a commitment to Christ. His grace has saved me, and I got a compassion for others. He is the model for every Christian that comes in the doors today or is saved today. We ought to live for others. He's the model for every missionary out there on the field who's willing to pay the price. He said, listen, we must meet the needs of others. He's the model for every one today, how to live their life for Jesus Christ. And he gives the secret of his compassion when he says, it's Christ, not I. It's Christ who lives in me. I don't have that ability to do that. It's only through Jesus Christ that I can live like that. So what is your philosophy today? Most of you come tonight, you're Christians, you've been born again, you've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is this your philosophy? You see, it wouldn't hurt us, would it? I just heard someone say this week, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I've been over backwards my last time to help somebody else or to change my schedule for somebody else. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm thinking, why not? Did it hurt? No, it didn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to say, okay, if it'll help you out, I'll do this for you. It doesn't hurt one bit. Christ paid the penalty. He paid the price. But to Paul, Christianity was a living experience. And that's what we are to live. We have a living experience with Jesus Christ. Listen, he spoke of being a living sacrifice. Now, every one of us here tonight are living. So we should be a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ. When he said, I am crucified with Christ, he simply meant everything about him while he was living. He was dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even if it meant taking him to his death. And it did. He went to death for Jesus Christ. And friends, a Christian is someone who believes that Jesus Christ paid the price. Jesus Christ died for our life. And because he died for our life and rose again, we too can have eternal life. And that's the way we should live our life. A Christian is one who believes his life must be offered for others. Must be. I don't have any choice. God says you're living for others. You must be willing to sacrifice your life. Sometimes I feel so guilty that I live here in America, that I live here and I have a nice home, and you know, I think about all the ones that are overseas, all the little children that are starving to death. Even while we speak, thousands are dying from AIDS. Many are dying from starvation. Today, death came upon a lot of little children because they did not have the benefits that you and I have living here in America. And why were you born here? It's because God blessed you and chose you to be here, and he didn't chose you to be here for nothing. If he saved you, he's called you to offer your life for others. And somebody says, well, you know, I just don't think that our little gift will help in mission offering. It won't hurt. And it, you know, we have so much. We have so much. We think we're broke if we don't have $30,000 in the bank. You see? Man, if it was up to me, I'd say spend it all. Give it to missions. Give it to somebody that needs help. God will bless us with more. But no, we say, no, that preacher, you're going crazy now. That's what Jesus did. He gave it all. And when we say, I surrender all, we're saying, Lord, but not our pocketbook. We must keep some back for a rainy day. Well, let me tell you something. It's raining all over the world on people today. And they don't have any tomorrow if we don't help. We're losing Texas. There are more lost people coming to Texas than we will ever reach in our lifetime. And our offerings this month go. The mission offering will go to reach people in Texas with the gospel. And, you know, if we can't go, why not send the money so somebody else can go? Why not help somebody? You see, that's a Christianity. That's what Christianity is all about, to live our life for Jesus Christ. A life offered is forgiven. A life given by God, we must serve Jesus. And Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. If we take away the cross, I'm going to preach on the cross coming up. If we take away the cross, or if we take away Calvary, and some people don't like to talk about the cross. Some churches don't like to talk about Calvary because it's bloody. If we don't talk about the cross, we cut the heart out of our faith. Folks, we can't do that. Jesus Christ died. Paul says, God forbid that I should glory except where? In the cross of Jesus Christ, my Lord. That is the philosophy of Paul. That is the philosophy, it should be, of every Christian here tonight. I have been crucified with Christ. And the life I live it through a commitment to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I live it because of the cleansing power of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. I live it with compassion for others, and I am committed to serve God with my whole heart. What is your philosophy tonight? Paul was, the life I live by faith in the Son of God. Sing with me this little chorus. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your love. We thank you tonight that we can serve you. We've got the opportunity. Our life, right now, we've been born. We're living. And Lord, let us live it through Jesus Christ, the one who died and gave his life for us, that we might live for others, that we might serve you with our whole heart, committed to you, and surrender our lives to you, that no matter what, we'll never give up because of the cross of Calvary and the glory of eternity. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. If there's someone here tonight, Lord, who doesn't know you, Lord, may they come to trust you as Lord and Savior. We're going to give them an opportunity. And Lord, if there's Christians here that have not committed their whole life to you, Lord, they gave you their heart for salvation, but they just hadn't turned loose of everything. Lord, let them come. Let them make that commitment tonight, and we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.